Grace. Before that, Rude by Hearts to Hearts. And then before that, 404 New Era by Kiki. You've been listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm Avery, and this has been In Between and Out Of, and it has been lovely. Once again, super fun. Always have fun on this. And I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your week. And yeah, enjoy the weather. Go walk outside. Go do something fun. But I'll miss you till then, and I'll see ya.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Almost happy birthday, almost happy birthday for Mike Boguski and
me, Bob Wiseman. That's right, Bob Wiseman and Mike Boguski, Two Pianos No Rodeo, are playing Thursday, March 19th at the West End Cultural Center, presented by 101.5 UMFM, the greatest radio station in the universe.
Say, kids, what is it up in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's
101.5 UMFM.
He's made of tough blue plastic and has a bright red cape that fits on his shoulders.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Let's go, serve
him up. That's how Jason would have wanted it.
Serve him up, let's go. Party down for Jason.
Beyond, though you weren't with us too long, life was the most precious thing we could lose. While you were here, the fun was never ending. Life a minute was only beginning.
Jason Matthews, this one for you.
I didn't ask for that to be my intro, but that is a pretty solid intro, Bro Him by Pennywise. You're listening now to a brand new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. We got an episode split right down the middle between my heavier materials and absolutely gorgeously light materials, the ethereal and the, I don't even know what the opposite of ethereal is, heavy as heck. That's what I'm gonna say for now. Normally I like to mix the two, but there was a clear division I was thinking a lot about as I jumped back into the world of streaming, not video game streaming, mind you, but streaming music on a streaming platform, this time with Tidal. I used to do Spotify a lot, but Spotify, I don't think I need to explain why I don't use Spotify anymore. Just Spotify has done, the CEO of Spotify has been involved in some evil stuff. As far as I know, Tidal's CEO has not been thus far. So, I mean, there's still a moral dilemma about streaming music. I've been thinking a lot about it, but we're back in streaming just a little bit, just for the time being. Thinking about heavy music, thinking about streaming, which led me to the newest EP by the excellent sludge metal band Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean, one of the poster bands right now for sludge metal. Just not since a Primitive Man's Observance have I heard a record this hairy, this disgustingly filthy heavy, that just revels in its own ugliness. I love it. It's an EP, four tracks, but half an hour long, if you can call that an EP. Extra brutal, extra heavy, almost punishing in its heaviness. Never really lets up on you. No melodic sections, no quiet sections. It's a slow grind all throughout, and it's really captured my attention for that. So I'm going to play you a track from that EP. The EP is called Let Us Not Speak of Them, But Look and Pass By, and this is a track called An Adornment of Light. Heavy, heavy stuff. Like I said, very ugly, lots of distortion, feedback, screaming. Not for everybody, might be just be for you. So listen up. if it sounds appealing. This is an adornment of light by chain to the bottom of the ocean.
We'll be right back.
That was An Adornment of Light by Sludge Poster Band, Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean, from their newest EP, which came out a few weeks ago, and it's excellent, called Let Us Not Speak of Them, But Look and Pass On. If you like Sludge, if you like that, you're going to have to check that out. Must listen. Like I said, unrelentingly, punishingly, and unapologetically ugly, disgustingly heavy stuff. Not since Primitive Man's Observance have I heard a record this ugly and strangely punishing, but in a very satisfying way. As a friend once said about their favorite, one of their favorite metal bands, Portal, it's not fun to listen to, but it is good to. And you're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, which is hopefully not punishing to listen to and a little bit fun, hopefully. Home of your alternative to your alternative, everything in between everything else. That's what I love about sludge metal. It's in between a whole bunch of stuff. It's not quite hardcore. It's not quite doom metal. It's not quite noise. It's something extreme and nasty all on its own, in a league of its own, without getting into some weird tech stuff that a lot of metal bands kind of default to these days as a show of extremeness. It's extreme without having to do that brutal, absolutely brutal in its simplicity. These next couple of tracks are sludgy in a sense, but they're also dipping into I'd say chat pile-ish sort of territory, where they're not quite sludge, not quite noise rock. They got a little bit of that nu metal in them. It grinds and screeches, but also has a strange kind of groove to it. It's heavy and brutal and ugly as well, and very discordant. But yeah, it has this strange kind of distorted groove. Can't help but bob your head to, even while it's so, so filthy sounding. Starting things off, we got a new track by I don't want to say yet former black metal band, but they were a black metal band, Portrayal of Guilt, with a new track called Human Terror. My favorite local heavy band, Moya Moya, track called Cathode, off of an upcoming, I guess, single release that I can't pronounce the name of. More on that later. And then ending things off, the Melvins teaming up with Napalm Death, Match Made in Heaven, with a track called Rip the God. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and this is Human Terror by Portrayal of Guilt.
Down on the swell of human terror. Twisting my brain.
what you just heard was not just two of the originals to do it, but two of the absolute best to do it. That is, of course, the Melvins with Napalm Death. Legends, each in their own scene, death metal and sludge metal, finally, well, not finally, but teaming up. I don't think anybody was anticipating this happening, but it's so, so glorious so far. They have a full-length record coming out together, but that track, for now, was just called Rip the God. Before that, my own personal goats, Moya Moya from here in Winnipeg, featuring an all-star lineup of Winnipeg metal musicians with a track called Cathode. Coming up, they have a, I guess you would call this a single, a split single, two songs, not an EP or anything. The classic name for that, I guess, would just be a single, but I don't know. Single called Cathode. And before that, kicking things off was Portrayal of Guilt with their track Human Terror. I believe they have an upcoming record, but I cannot confirm that at the moment. I do know they recently signed to Run for Cover Records, which is normally more of an emo slash hardcore label, and they're bringing some of their nastiest work yet. So I'm excited to see what's coming from all these bands, to be honest. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Attempting to bring the gnarliest metal I can find to the masses, but also finding something in between all the heaviness, all the strangeness, something in between heavy, not heavy, but in between indie and metal, and maybe at sometimes folk, a bit of everything all at once thrown into the blender. Couldn't really hear that in those tracks, but you will hear that coming up. We're getting into some real spacey, strange material. Well, not strange, but very almost grungy, I'll say grungy material, indie rock touched by folk and shoegaze, more like it coming from Status, Non-Status from their newest record, Big Changes. But before that, a quick message from one of our friends of the station, Old Gold Vintage Vinyl.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in-store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
Thank you, Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. One of my favorite stores in Winnipeg, to be honest, not just for the records. The records are cool. The collectibles are cool. Little knickknacks that they sell. All the cool stuff is really cool, but just the vibe is awesome. You walk in there, it smells like incense. You're greeted by this little barking chihuahua dog thing. It's tiny, it's cramped, but you can't beat it. It's just like instantly soothing. Go check it out if you haven't. Just something unbeatable about it, especially in the world of record shops, which are usually, let's be honest, pretty dusty, a little grimy. The smell leaves a lot to be desired. So yeah, go check it out. Again, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM and taking a break from the heaviest metal I could possibly find, the nastiest, nastiest stuff, with a couple new tracks from Status, Non-Status out of Ontario. KEXP referred to them as an indigenous rock artist, which is it's a descriptor for sure. I think it's one of those strange descriptors I don't really enjoy. It's kind of like how female-fronted or woman-fronted rock bands get lumped together. Is there really a genre based on a whatever demographic you're from? Is that really a genre? Canadian's not a genre, for sure. That's something we've riffed on for a long time. Indigenous, I don't think, should be a genre marker, but it is important that Adam Sturgeon of Status Non-Status is Indigenous. It colors all of his work. It speaks into his experience as an Indigenous man in Canada, in a colonized Canada, bleeds directly into the work. It's important to know that. I wouldn't say it's a genre descriptor, though. I would say it's kind of, I touched on this before, almost an indie rock that's touched by shoegaze and dream pop and folk, a bit of everything all at once. Very airy stuff. It feels like a dream. Everything from the stories he's telling to the music that he's playing, apparently made in his house too. That's very cool. But going back to the indigenous point, this record is absolutely beautiful, called Big Changes. For that, just intensely personal, speaking on grief, speaking on, like I said, living in a colonized Canada, the people we lose, the people we gain, the knowledge we lose and gain with said colonization. It's a very, it's a bit of a gutting record in between its more fun moments. But the songs that grabbed me the most from this record, once again, Big Changes by Status Non-Status, were the last two tracks, which bleed together into one mega track. It was an instrumental, surprisingly, and I think the best thing about this instrumental, and the best thing about the best instrumentals, is that they can summarize so many themes that are spoken about with no words at all, just simply the sounds, the feeling of the music. All this grief and sorrow and willingness to change and looking forward to change that's captured throughout the rest of the album is somehow carried through into these instrumental tracks. This is Bitumen Eyes. Bitumen Eyes 2, Bleeding Into Tom Climate by Status Non-Status, and you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. That was Tom Climate. Before that, Bitumen Eyes, both by Status Non-Status, a little twosome that ends off their newest record, Big Changes. Fantastic record, by the way. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. That record crafts such a dreamscape around itself. Although the lyrics, the stories told, and the music itself is quite terrestrial, quite lived in, there's also something very dreamlike in quality about it, like you're floating through a dream, a fantasy, I don't know, some sort of spiritual realm, something beyond us. Maybe that is the goal of the record. Maybe that's just what I'm reading into it. It's not just about one person, but rather how we connect to each other and how we connect to our past and our ancestors and our descendants after us. It's not just about our single lived-in experiences, but rather the forces around us, the people around us, connected by things that we cannot see, forces beyond our control. That's just my thoughts. Maybe you interpret something different. Either way, good, great, fantastic, spacey music. Good music to walk around to around West Broadway at night. Just speaking from experience, we're going to keep in this spacey realm, but a bit of an edge to it. We're going to not stay so dreamy and keep it a little more grounded. Find this fine space, this fine line between the edge and angst and brawniness of punk and emo with, like I said, the dreaminess, the spaciness of shoegaze and dream pop. It's a fine line to walk on, but somehow a bunch of bands managed to do that, and it's interesting stuff, as you can imagine. And you're about to hear, of course, little known band I'm going to start with. We're a bit all over the map today. It's very hard to find this on streaming, so don't look. A band called Miko, M-I-C-O, from Banff, Alberta, from their record Outside the Unbearable Grows, a track called This Great Achievement. After that, Brooklyn Doran from Ottawa, I believe. Although I'll look into that, I don't want to slander or get the name of a or locale of a little known indie artist wrong. With a track called Nicorette, and ending things off, Land Whales out of Cuba, playing a popped up version of Sonic Youth's Noise Rock with a track called Little Glow. This is Miko with This Great Achievement. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. I just can't seem to quit her yet. She breathes me in till lungs run dry. Oh, maybe she's just killing time.
That was Little Glow by Cuba's Land Whales, a new discovery for me actually just yesterday. One of the blessed things about using YouTube is that you will sometimes get these absolute gems that you would never find otherwise, just randomly popping up on your feed without looking for them. Again, they're from Cuba, a band called Land Whales, apparently big Sonic Youth fans who are managing to balance this mix of sludge and noise and post-punk with their poppier, more melodic tendencies, and I'd say they're succeeding at that. Track called Little Glow, album called How to Make Breakfast. I think it actually just came out this last Friday. Go check it out. Just over half an hour long. Pure ear candy for somebody like me. Before that was Brooklyn Doran, who, as I was looking at the email they sent me with this track, they don't say exactly where they're from, but they're from Ontario. The track was called Nicorette. It's a standalone single, and it's been released in collaboration with Doran's DIY label Merch Girl Records. 2SLGBTQ+ owned initiative that supports independent artists and community driven music, which I say is fantastic. So go check that out whenever you can. And before that, again, classic from band Falberta, Miko with This Great Achievement. Again, another fantastic record, Unsung, from a random recommendation on YouTube, Outside the Unbearable Grows. Hard to find. Again, very, very good. They're from Banff, which is hard to imagine. Banff is one of those places like Las Vegas where I can't really imagine anybody actually living there. It seems just solely built and run for the purpose of tourist activities. So I wonder what it's like to live there. Is it awful? Is it great? It's probably great being surrounded by mountains and ski slopes all the time. Anyways, these tracks kind of bridge this gap between, as I said, this punk edge, this angst and drive and intensity, this terrestrialness with the dreaminess, the etherealness of dream pop and shoegaze, finding the space in between that's so hard. Speaking from experience, this next couple of tracks, I think, to end things off, it's looking like are a bit more on the ethereal side, but are so grounded in their yearning. They yearn so incredibly deeply, which is an emotion, I think. Is it an emotion? I don't know. It's a feeling that I think my generation has lost sight of, to yearn so deeply, to just want and ache for this love, for this passion, for this desire. As Cosmo Kramer says in Seinfeld, "Do you ever yearn, Jerry?" I don't think we yearn enough nowadays. We just simply want things. We don't feel it in the pit of our stomachs. These next couple of tracks definitely yearn. Starting things off, favorite of mine for a while, every time they release something ends up on this show, Sunforger, Say Sorry. After that, a band I recently discovered through a meme page of all things, Feller, track called Icing, and another classic, solo project by the vocalist of Duster, who we of course all know from TikTok. His project is called, or was called, EIFUAN. It's an acronym that I can't say on the air, so maybe it's EIAFUAWN. Track called No More Like That, Birds in the Ground, is the album name. Today we yearn to end things off, but tomorrow we may not yearn. We may just want. We may just go grab things. The world can be a horrible, horrible place, but I'm learning more and more the key to survival, the key to staying happy and motivated and joyful despite the times, is to simply try and get what you want. You have to put the work in. Classic song goes, we get what we give, and it sounds like a lame platitude, but it's very, very true. It's something, you know, we learn helplessness sometimes. We inspire ourselves to do nothing because we assume that everything should just come our way and we're unhappy because of it. But sometimes you got to put the work in, as hard as it is. That's my pep talk going into this week. I'm Corbin Friesen. This has been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I'll see you next week, 4 p.m., same time, same place. So don't touch that dial. This is Say Sorry by Sunforger.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting to 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba.
Now with a little extra space in your face.
Ice.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind?
Here's Lemieux. The center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux. Oh, my heavens. What a goal. What a move. Lemieux. Oh, baby.
Here's a mistake and a throw of puck by Richard. Stoller. A taser from Jonathan Taves. His first.
Lemieux ahead.